Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Good afternoon, it's Dave and Fionnuala. Hear from Chloe, who writes to the Guardian about her husband's big family. She can't take it anymore. She's not as dramatic as that, but here's the story. Chloe is an only child. She had a sibling who unfortunately passed away. She met Edwin, and he has a huge family, and she spent Christmas at Edwin's family. It got all too much, and she had to go into a room and lie down. There was children screaming, crack going on, people shouting and singing. It's too much for her. She says, I can't hack this anymore. Do I have to go to all of my other half's family events now, or can I not just have my own time?
Like, of course the answer to that question should be no, you absolutely don't have to go to all your other half's family events.
However, husband Edwin was embarrassed by Chloe going into a room and lying down because his family was asking, well, what's wrong with her? Does she not enjoy our company and our crack? We are great fun. What's the story here? So it adds another layer of complexity.
It really does. But I still go back to, there is no way in the world that you can be expected to go to every function that is being thrown for an occasion in your other half's family. However, I think if it's an issue for you, if you don't enjoy going to these things, I think you have to pick a number of events that you're happy to say, yes, I will go and suffer through them. Because I think going cold turkey and not going to them completely is probably not going to be best for family relations.
Say if his parents were having like a 50th, 40th, 30th wedding anniversary, that'd be important to go to.
Absolutely. Or you could go very corporate and say, I will go to one event per quarter, two events per quarter, whatever it is. And then once they're done, your obligation is done.
So you sit down at the start of the year with your other half and you say, I am going to go to a maximum of 4 family events of yours and no more. Even if somebody dies and it's a funeral on me, I won't be going. Or is there special dispensation for funerals?
If you are based in Ireland, I think there has to be special dispensation for funerals.
I've went to 4 events now. I know your father has unfortunately passed, but I will not be able to make it, my dear husband.
This is such a fraught situation because there is a very well-worn saying of you're not just marrying someone, you're marrying their family. And if you do not click with that family, I just think it's a recipe for disaster. I am so lucky. My in-laws are the loveliest people that you could... And I look forward to going to things that they've organised. So I really do have sympathy for anyone who's like, I can't bear the thought of spending time with these people.
I am... Fortunately, in the same boat as yourself, I've been to parties and I've been to birthdays and I've been to anniversaries and it's never a chore. It's always a bit of crack, but Chloe can't hack it anymore with the extended family and the screaming and crying babies. And she's like, maybe I'll just stay at home next Christmas.
What are you thinking in your situation? How do you handle the divide? Do you think you should have to go to every family event of your other halves to keep the peace?
Every single one. If a cousin's tooth fell out, Chloe would have to go. That's how extreme it is. 087 1 102 107. We took the opportunity to say that we get on well with our in-laws, for that wasn't good enough for Finn.
But now, in fairness, you two are not going to turn around on a radio, right, and say that you don't like your in-laws. Like, you really can't without starting a war.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need to emphasise that he's going really well with them, do you? Or is that code for some, oh, I better say it just in case?
Finn, sometimes the absence of saying something is taken that you are saying the opposite, if that makes sense. If we didn't go out on a limb and say, hey, we get very well on with our in-laws, people will be thinking, oh, they didn't mention their in-laws, they mustn't get on well with them. So sometimes you just have to say the blatant obvious.
Yeah, and I feel now the more that we insist we like them, the less you're going to believe us. So we're just going to leave it at that and say we're telling the truth.
We'll go to somebody else. Here's somebody avoiding himself's dad for Christmas. Taking it to extremes. We've booked us into Centre Parks for this coming Christmas. It's costing €1,600 to get away from the house. I just don't want his father in the house for Christmas again.
You know that that's a bad in-law relationship when you have that sorted in the January for the following Christmas. I admire your organisation. And you know what? You're dead right. There's too many people who would put themselves through it and then be cribbing and moaning and whinging, whereas this person is like, no, I'm solutions focused, we're going to go and do our own thing.
I like the way the Irish solution is not to tackle the in-laws and go, look, you're a bit of a nuisance at Christmas time. I'd rather you stay at home next Christmas. No, the Irish solution is to cost yourself 1,600 euro that they can't come to where you're staying.
And it is the better way because you have the illusion of good family relations forevermore. You haven't torched the situation.
In-laws, families, we love them, we hate them in equal measure. Some are crack, some are cracked. But hey, without family, what are we, Fionnuala?
Nothing, Dave.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FIRST.